right now, it is time for the 1:30 News with Jake.
Taking hand, hey, Mino.
Raising canes and web on garage doors.
Man, you know something is real when it gets its own tab on a website, a news website. So, for example, our partners, the Dallas Morning News, have news, business, sports, arts and entertainment, food, things to do, and coronavirus. It needs its own team.
Yeah, that's a sign.
So we have some...
Like Manziel used to have one on Deadspin.
You know, I think you're right. You were telling me a little bit off the air about how your local school district is handling travel and the reporting of such travel from school employees and from students.
Yes, they sent us an email that said, before going back to school, you have to report where you went for spring break. Now, if you say, I went to Africa, I don't know what their step is then. Are they going to ask you not to come to school? I don't know. But apparently, you're not allowed to go back until you fill this thing out.
Well,
and definitely for all employees of our school system.
At least two Dallas schools have canceled classes for today, and a school district in Johnson County did the same. Ursuline Academy, the girls' private Catholic school, announced the closure amidst reports that they called, quote, a member of our extended school community is presumed positive for COVID-19. And I believe they are closing the school for a thorough, deep cleaning. Not...
Oh, wow.
Totally sure. Like, that's kind of like what we heard about when that lady was in San Antonio and she went to go to Gadzooks or whatever at the mall. And they had to...
We don't know it was Gadzooks.
They had to clean the whole mall.
Like, does that... Is that overreaction or is that a solid reaction?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Because, and I don't want to react to one guy on Twitter thing, but got a guy that recently just said, can you stop pushing the overreaction to the virus? People are really stupid. They overreact to this and buy all the toilet paper and water for no dang reason. And I'm just saying, we're just reporting that they've canceled the games in Seattle. They're airing an NBA game with no fans. Schools are being shut down. I'm not saying get out, sequester yourself, everyone. I think we're just saying this is what's happening. These things are happening.
Mm-hmm. Hand-washing standoffs.
I also think it's silly to buy a ton of toilet paper. And, you know, I do think there is overreaction. But we're reporting on what's happening.
Yes, as was a TV station in Memphis. Now, I think once upon a time, whenever bad radio was really kind of being taken with internet memes, like you guys were kind of early adopters here on the ticket for getting Double Rainbow Guy on or Tay Zonde to ticket stock, whatever it may be.
The hide your wife, hide your kids.
That's right. I think contended that...
Did we have him on? No, Antoine we had Dotson. Sweet Brown on, didn't we?
Yes, she was hawking barbecue sauce. Most of the interview was her talking about the different flavors of her barbecue sauce.
I would like to know where she's at now, and I invite her... I'm going to give her the form if she ever wants to use it.
So I think the claim was made that when the local news goes into the neighborhood to get local perspective, they do their best to try to find somebody who might become viral.
I got bronchitis.
And
the next Sweet Brown.
Could be any type of neighborhood.
The next Letarian Milton.
Right, where, you know, people are, hey, I'll talk to the news because that man or that woman, they're doing that when the news is not there.
Well,
they're
yeah,
the lady who's outside just yelling at people.
I would always say there's every neighborhood might have one.
Yeah. The news just has to find them.
Right. They have their own Sweet Brown in every neighborhood.
Well, in Memphis...
Just waiting to be discovered, so they need their tragedy or they need something to happen in their neighborhood. Oftentimes, nothing ever happens. There's no big fire. Nothing ever happens in their neighborhood, so they never get discovered.
Right. The world doesn't know about Sweet Brown or Antoine Dotson. And there's no auto... They don't never get auto-tuned. Well, let's go to Memphis for a report from, I believe, Monday night, and let's see if they found theirs.
Daryl, all Shelby County schools will be open tomorrow, and I spoke to the director with the Shelby County Health Department. And she says the employee who is quarantined is not sick. She says that person is quarantined because they came in contact with a patient who tested positive for the coronavirus, but still, some families are very worried.
Two garbage bags. My shoes came loose. Two sacks. Enough sack.
Okay, so what we have here is a woman walking across the street who has fashioned herself a sort of DIY hazmat uniform out of grocery sacks.
Nice.
She's got them over her feet, double bagged. She has a garbage bag over her body, much like what my parents used to do when my brother couldn't make weight to carry the football in Bantam League. And they would put him in trash bags and have him run around outside so
sweat
he could
it off.
Sweat it out. She's covered.
Chappie would do that?
That was probably more my mom, I want to say. But yeah, they were very serious about, you know, his sports. Worked out. Got free college and stuff. Didn't want to.
They finally had a son who was an athlete.
Right.
And they're like, we can't mess this one up like
exactly.
We did the other one.
Exactly. The other one throws like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. We're going to make sure this one doesn't go down the tubes. So, yes, she is. She's wearing multiple trash bags, and she has grocery sacks all over her body. And as you can tell, she says, I've got two sacks, and my shoes have come undone.
Two garbage bags. My shoes came loose. Two sacks. No sack.
Annie Jones was extra cautious when she went to Treadwell Middle School to pick up her nephew Monday. She found out an employee who works at Treadwell Middle in elementary school came in contact with a person who tested positive for the coronavirus.
They ain't giving us no up-to-date what's going on. We don't know.
And I feel her, right? They're not really giving us any up-to-date, and we don't know what's going on. We've heard that some of these testing numbers may be inaccurate. You know,
right.
That we're not testing as many people as, say, South Korea had. So maybe even the numbers that we think about mortality rates may be low. And the reason for that?
They ain't giving us no up-to-date what's going on. We don't know.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
She does kind of put it all in right there in a good lens for us all to see.
And I commend her taking action, you know, and saying, look, I don't know. They didn't give us any up-to-date. But if I've got these sacks,
it's got to be better than nothing.
It's got to be better than nothing. There's a video of an Uber going around where, I'm not sure what country it was in, but a guy has completely, almost like the plastic, the heavy plastic you'll see at a construction site. He's fashioned a sort of police officer suspect partition from his front seat to back. Completely across with like that thick
kind of like a cab.
Yeah, kind of like that, except it's not glass. But we do know that there's a case
so
in
you still
got to
make his, you know,
right,
make the rent.
He doesn't have to collect any money from you because it's all done through the app,
yeah. Right, and you might be able to hit a little surge price, you know, a little Roni surge for people who don't have anybody else who will drive them because they don't want to get it. We do know of the Fort Worth case. In Tarrant County, a Reverend Dr. Robert Pace, who is a rector at Fort Worth's Trinity Episcopal Church, and he tested positive for it.
Oh, really?
Yes. His wife has tested negative, but Rector Pace, or Reverend Pace, will be self-quarantined at
this
home for
new?
14 days. Yeah, I think
from
this
yesterday?
Is this morning.
Yesterday was just Collin County, right?
Yeah, but we now have this one in Fort Worth, and then a couple of cases in Dallas as well.
Mm.
An out-of-state man, 77.
How did this dude get it?
77-year-old man is from out-of-state, as well as a close contact to that man in their 50s. And then the other case in Tarrant County, a guy who had traveled, the doctor, the reverend, to Kentucky for a conference last month. The 77-year-old man in Dallas has an extensive travel history. But they will not, disclosing where exactly in Dallas he's being cared for because they don't want people to freak out and not go there.
Mm.
So they're kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. If you went to the doctor, you said you're going to the doctor's office tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's always worried me. Like, I went there last week, had to pay a bill or something. And just walking through the waiting room, you're like, oh, man. What can I catch here?
Look at all these sad sacks in your coffin.
Like, yeah. Can you imagine working at a doctor's office? Just any time. Forget this.
Yeah.
And do they have a great immunity build up towards a lot of things just because they're always have exposure to colds?
I don't know. You hear that about teachers, right? If you have any friends who are teachers of young kids, if your friends are teaching elementary school kids, you always hear that they're pretty capable of handling just about anything
because
relative
that's
to the average civilian.
People would make fun of me for the Purell or wiping things down and say, well, you're not, your immune system won't be as strong now because you're not exposing yourself to the tiny stuff. The tiny stuff helps you.
Yeah. It's like kids who go to daycare.
Right.
They say that their immune systems are built up because they're around all the germs all the time. Kids who stay home will start to get sick more.
Wow. We're supposed to start next week, and I think we might be rethinking that now.
You're supposed to start daycare?
Yeah. And then I wanted to briefly touch on this email that was sent to the both of us here at Bad Radio. Just because I one of the coolest things about this job is having people much, much smarter than you are kind of lay things out for you, I think.
That's like, when you say that, it makes me think of having teenage daughters, because I now have two people that are much, much smarter than me. But that is kind of what the internet is, right?
Yeah.
Everybody is smarter than you, and they can't wait to tell you.
But this guy was really cool about it, and I assume he has some credentials in the public health field. He wrote us and said, you know, basically, I've got to get this off my chest. I have no concern about my own health. This is not a how sick me and you get. People in my demo, relatively young, healthy 28 to 35-year-olds, healthy adults in general. It's a macro-level topic about containment and concept of exponential progression and its impact on overwhelming the healthcare situation. Yes, it's not a doomsday flesh-eating virus. We should think about it, though, as the capacity for the healthcare system to shoulder the load of being rapidly overwhelmed. Beds, staff, gear, incubators. We completely bungled and failed the containment preparation testing game, unfortunately, and it was clear in mid-February. We had nearly a 3 to 4 week head start. Our doctors and system can only handle so much at once if it spreads uncontained. Otherwise, treatable people who need medical assistance will not actually get treatment, and then, once and if when the doctors get sick, Seattle is only like a week behind Italy. And he shows us this picture here at the bottom, where when it comes to testing, the U.S., as of, this is March 8th, was testing 5 people per million people. On the complete other end of the scale, for example, you have South Korea, who is testing 3,700 people per million people. So they, I read, in South Korea have the capacity to test something like 10,000 people per day. And I don't know that we've tested, I don't know that how many we've tested total relative to that. I don't think it's many more.
So are you saying if I felt sick and I went to the doctor, they would not have a test for me?
I don't know about you. I don't know how that, if it's regional, I don't know what, but just that it seems that maybe even some of the numbers we have are depressed because we don't really even know, because we're not testing enough people. And in our effort to do so, we're not even really able to care for the relatively small number of people that we do have that are sick now. So I think that's where we get into the whole flu. Oh, it's not as bad as the flu thing, so why are we not talking about that? Is that we have experience with that one. And, you know, whether it's vaccine, antibodies, whatever, and we can sort of relatively control it. This one, we just don't know. Maybe it will be nothing in the end. Doesn't seem like that, though.
Yeah, where does insurance and all that play in, and being able to...
Well, I believe that actually,
afford it.
I know Mike Pence, who is in charge of the federal government's effort on this front, has, I don't know if you can mandate it, but strongly suggested that insurance companies, come on.
I heard Jubb say that this morning.
We're not.
I heard the Musers talking about this, and I did wonder that same thing. Like, okay, I heard he says it. Do the insurance companies go, yeah, we'll take that under advisement. Sure, we won't charge any money.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, it doesn't seem like big business is ever in the business of not making a little money when they're able to.
Right, and at the end of the day, I'm sure there will be some pharmaceutical company that has a windfall.
Like, if you don't have insurance, can you go to the doctor's office and get... You know, you wouldn't want sick people with this running around, but what if somebody who does not have insurance is running around?
Well, the CDC has issued a guidance that says that anybody can be tested for COVID-19 with no restrictions.
Okay. Well,
subject to a doctor's orders. So that does seem like a light restriction that you would have to have a doctor get you there, but you don't have to, you know, maybe you just show up at the ER. Who knows? Could you get doctor's order there? We're kind of out of our depths on that, but it's at least a small step that they're saying, at least at this stage of this, we would not like to make this for profit. That's not always how that goes.
In that news story you had, too, they in the beginning of that report, it said they've quarantined a person at that school district, even though they're not sick, just because they had contact with the guy.
Right.
That seems like a good bit, right? If you're quarantined but not sick. If you're quarantined and you're really sick, that seems like a bad existence.
Right.
But if you told me to stay home just as a precaution, that sounds pretty cool.
It does.
I guess that's where I need a lot of toilet paper, because that's all I do at home.
Sweatpants City. I'd be cool with that.
Getting the comfies.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else call them that, or you just call them house clothes? I call them
comfies.
My comfies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I pay my wife half for buying them for me. All right, we will continue to monitor the coronavirus. It literally could become any segment at any point in time. Got to get some use out of that sounder today.
As could the DAC contract, right?
Yay! That's true. That's true.
So if that thing breaks, we'll talk about it.
Is that why they're not announcing it? Because Jerry's like, look, I'm only doing this if it can be control the news cycle for a couple days. I'm not going to let this coronavirus knock us off our perch. But coronavirus, interestingly, originated in Wuhan, China. We go next to China's favorite athlete, LeBron James.